Families of some of the 856 missing persons in this country are being given new hope today with the publication of a database of unidentified remains. Information collected from the country's coroners has resulted in 44 unidentified bodies being listed, with DNA profiles completed for 29 remains and samples to be taken from the remaining 15 where possible. It's hoped that DNA and other distinguishing characteristics could help match remains with a missing individual. We've been hearing more about the database from Pat O'Connor, the County Coroner for Mayo and spokesperson for the Coroner's Society of Ireland.
Well, first of all, it identifies the number of unidentified bodies. That's the most important thing. And even if it only alleviates the heartache of a small number of families, it is important. But I think it's important going forward because now there is a database to which further unidentified bodies can be inputted into. And increasingly, I think there's going to be an issue. I don't think there is an issue just yet, but there will be an issue going forward with people coming into the country and who don't necessarily have documents, or even if they are documented, they may not have the correct documentation from their own native country. So it could be a problem into the future, but it is a start, and it is a very good start and an initiative by the department.
The bodies are unidentified, but that doesn't mean that there isn't data that could help to identify them. DNA, we'll talk about that in a moment, but just the information that would be recorded in any case of an unidentified remains.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes you will have documents on them, but sometimes the documents don't necessarily apply to that individual person. I think the biggest and significant factor, of course, has been the development of DNA, as you just alluded to there, and the establishment in 2015 in this country of the DNA database, which really is the future in relation to the identification of people like these who have been unidentified for so long.
What's the role of the coroners? What's your role in all of this?
All right. When a person passes away, a body vests in the coroner. In other words, where there isn't a medical certificate as to the cause of death, the coroner then, under the legislation, the 1962 to 2020 Act, has the responsibility, the legal responsibility to provide for that body, to see that the body is examined if it's necessary to have a post-mortem, and then ultimately to hold an inquest, so that ultimately you can identify, or the coroner identifies, the identity of the person and the how, when and where that person has died, and then the medical cause of death, so that then an official state death certificate can issue, and that's sent to the Central Registration Office.
So in the case of where a remains is unidentified, what happens then? Are they typically held perhaps in the morgue, or are they buried? What happens to the remains?
I suppose typically they're held in a morgue for some time, and it varies. It can be years. After a period of time, there may be an order given by the coroner at the request of the local authority or some other parties to actually allow the burial of that person. But invariably, the bodies are held for quite some time to allow the Gardaí, particularly, both through their own resources in Ireland and also through Interpol, to try and identify a person if they haven't been identified.
So now with this database, and as you say, advances in DNA, how might the process take place where an unidentified remains could be identified, matched with a missing person?
Well, I suppose the first thing is that you will now be in a position, or we will now be in a position to establish the person has passed away, also to take DNA samples, and also then to register that person after a period of investigation by the Gardaí in the data register. And then even if that person is buried, the DNA sample is retained, so that at some stage in the future, if there is a call for a missing person, or if there are people looking, family looking for the individual, they can actually go to the central database for DNA, register their own DNA, and then if they can do a run through it, and there'll be a match. And if there's a match, well then, hey presto, you have the identity of the person.
So there'll be an opportunity then for families to come forward and say, perhaps this database might include the individual they're searching for.
Absolutely, yes, indeed. And I would encourage families who have missing persons where they haven't been able to identify. Now, there's a difference between a person who's missing and obviously what we're talking about here, the unidentified remains. The missing person may not be deceased, but if there's an indication, or indeed if there's any concern in a family that they may have somebody who is in this group of people who are unidentified, then they should register with the DNA. They should have their DNA taken, and then a profile is done through the DNA samples that they already have, and hopefully identify one of the persons.
Pat O'Connor, the County Coroner for Mayo. After the break, we'll be hearing about that study showing that Irish 10-year-olds are right up there with the best internationally in terms of reading.